Starting over. Starting over. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, May the 8th. Today's topic is going to be about starting over. What do you think about when you think about doing things over again? Trying it a new way. Some people look at starting over as failure. And I am one of them that used to feel that way. Like if I got to start over, I feel like I done failed at something. Then I come to realize that in life, the universe teaches us that experience is the best teacher. And the best thing is for us to do things in order for us to get things to be right or to be in a better way, in an easier way, and to look at things from a different perspective is we have to start over. Maybe do it, readjust, do things a little bit different. I wanted to come on here today to talk to you about starting over. Like, it's okay for you to start over. Stop looking at it as a failure. Start looking at it as, hey, you know, now I have the leverage in order to make things a little bit better. A lot of us get so caught up in the algorithm of starting over within the point about life, children, marriages, school, jobs, so many different things. Sometimes losing weight, gaining weight, mental breakdown, mental breakups, just a whole lot of different things that we experience in life and don't look at it as the positive. Hey, listen, at least I'm starting over and I can do things a little bit different and I don't have to worry about, hey, making that same mistake that I made before. That's just crazy that we don't look at, you know, you don't give ourselves our flowers as we go through the process of doing things. Think about it. Whenever, you know, we have so many different seasons. We have winter, we have spring, we have fall, we have summer. And throughout that process, you know, plants and stuff are dying off uprooting or are withering away. And then we have the rain to make, you know, give the precipitation to help, you know, give the ground its nutrients that it needs, or whatever the case may be. Then you got spring and stuff like that. And then think about it. In spring starts, springtime, things start blooming and start to look better and so forth and so on. So with that being said, like, starting over is a good thing for us to do. Because guess what? We have that experience. We have that experience that's in life. We have that experience in different trials and tribulations, just different things that we go through on a day-to-day basis. A lot of us don't think about the good things or the good things that we do, or even we always look at the bad things. We always look at the hardships, things that we don't understand, and so forth and so on. So with that being said, like, starting over is a good thing. Starting over doesn't mean that you have failed. Starting over means that you have better experience. You have a new way of looking at things in life, or how you should readjust to do things better. So with that being said, like, I just wanted to come on here to encourage you to not think of to the point of starting over as a bad thing. You know, a lot of times we beat ourselves up about bad decisions that we have made or things that we, not only just the point of bad decisions, but the point that, hey, listen, we're just going to try something this one time. Like, sometimes some things we can't come back from, like, with the point of getting addicted to drugs and stuff like that. And yes, I'm not saying that we just necessarily can't come back from it, but there's so many different people that get to the point of doing drugs and stuff like that, and they wind up leaving here still doing the same thing over and over again. Marriage, you know, a lot of times we get to the point of starting over with a new marriage, getting divorced, so forth and so on. So with that being said, like, a lot of different people look at it as failure when it, you know, maybe that wasn't the right thing for you to do. Maybe that wasn't the right thing for you to do within the situation of of a marriage, or maybe you just thought to the point that this was the love of your life, and hey, you had children by them, you wanted to try to make it work. That's what the thing that I did. You know, I got married, you know, before, and I had children, and I wanted to make it work, but I realized that at some point in time, it takes more than just me to make a marriage work. So you can't always beat yourself up about bad decisions that you made, or different decisions that, or different things that didn't work out for you, because, you know, you might get out there and find somebody else, or whatever the case may be. This is life experiences, and you do different things. We were brought up on the point of us falling into that trap of us doing the same thing over and over again and not realizing that, hey, if we was to get married again over, you know, it's a damnation for us. We shouldn't get married. What about whenever someone passes away? What about when people get to the point of them not realizing that, hey, this person was not the person for me. And the reason why this person was not the person for me is because that we, you know, they didn't have the same experience or the same walk in life that I had. You know, and that's something to think about. Like, you know, some people don't realize that, and I tell you, and matter of fact, I'm writing my book, not my memoir now, within the point, if I could just like tell you all the different experiences that I had in life, you'd be like, dang, girl, how did you make it? And just to the point that I just didn't want to give up. A lot of times I did come across the times that I did want to give up, but then I realized that, you know, giving up was not an option for me. You know, I realized that, hey, I have two children that I can't give up on. And then I got my children to be, they grew up to be grown and stuff like that. So with that being said, like, giving up wasn't an option. And I still, and now I have grandkids. I have so much to love and live for. And then not even thinking about the point that I have to love and live for myself. A lot of us don't realize these type of things. We think that starting over is just, oh, damnation, I got to start over. What are people going to think? Oh, well, so many different of us start over all the time. And the reason why we start over is because the simple fact is, hey, we didn't have all the different things that we needed in order to make things work. You know, maybe you had to get a new husband. Maybe you had to get a new wife. Maybe you had to change that job. Maybe those people didn't appreciate you at that job. I used to do nursing and with hospice for a long period of time or whatever. And I can still remember back to this day that to the point that when I resigned, to the point that I had got so close to those patients, because my focus was, hey, listen, if I could just do something in order to heal these people, then guess what? You know, they won't have to go through hospice, and then they won't have to get to the point of dying so early or whatever. Then it had got to the point that we had a child that had cancer. Oh my God, like that right there started breaking me, and it started breaking me down. And then it was this guy that I was seeing about, and I had been seeing about him for many, many years, and we had got a close bond. I'm like, on my days off, I would go get the guy up out of the bed, you know, in order for him to go outside and walk, you know, I mean, well, not go outside and walk, but just to go outside to, you know, enjoy nature, walk, you know, go to the end of the driveway with him. And it was like, why are you doing that? Do they pay you and stuff like that? I'm like, no, because some effect is I was the only one that was strong enough at that particular time. I'm pretty sure that the family members could have got their uncles and stuff like that, but he didn't really feel comfortable with them, you know. And that's how it was with my grandmother, like her, she had all these children, but she really didn't feel comfortable with a lot of them, because the simple fact is they was always on some fuckery or whatever the case may be. But that's a whole different story. It's just like, regardless of what the situation is, starting over is not a bad thing. Starting over is something that you have more experience in. Now you know how to work and maneuver certain things. Starting a new job, starting a new career, doing things different. Like I went to school for nursing. I went to school for psychology or whatever the case may be. You know, now that I can attribute on this with the point, thank God for podcasts, or thank the universe for podcasts, now I can express different experiences that I had in life and things that I've learned or whatever the case may be in order to go to the next step. So with that being said, like, yeah, sometimes I be like, hey, listen, I just need to go ahead and open up my own practice, start maneuvering, you know, trying to help people on a more personal level or whatever. But what if I get tired and tiresome of that? Like I did with hospice, like I had got to the point that it had drained me so much. Like with even doing the podcast and stuff like that, I want to motivate people, because not only that, it motivates me in order for me to be a better person. But at the same time, regardless of what the situation is, sometimes you have to step back from certain things. You can't do the same thing over and over again and just be like gung-ho at it. Sometimes you have to step back and say, well, hey, I'm gonna maneuver and I'm gonna do it different way. Like even with the point of me writing books, like I'm writing my memoir now, but I haven't wrote in probably about 2 months now. Like I've read, but I haven't wrote. So with that being said, like sometimes you have to step back on certain things in order to maneuver and to do things differently, because you don't want to get caught up in the point of saying, hey, dang, if I'd have did this and that, start beating yourself up. And a lot of times that's what we do. We beat ourselves up about different decisions that we have made or whatever. Just a lot of times when I was coming up in my age, the late 70s, a lot of stuff we didn't have the avenue of what it is and how to do things or whatever. We are still learning. I'm 46 years old and I'm still learning. I've been driving trucks 16 years now and I'm still learning. Like I'm learning new things. I don't always look at myself and say, hey, I know this, I'm perfect at this or whatever the case may be, because somebody could be out there doing things a little bit different. And hey, maybe I have to start over. With that being said, like, don't look at starting over as a point of a failure. Look at starting over as I have better experience at it. What do you guys think? What are some things that you've started over with? You started over with having more children, having the way that you raise your children, so forth and so on. Like, I tell people all the time, if I could turn back the hands of time, oh my God, I would raise my children so much differently. And even within that, like, regardless of what, I love my kids, but I would have never had children. I would have waited or whatever the case might be, and focus more on myself and different things and not trying to attach myself to other people in order to make me feel good about me. So now it's like different. Now I have somebody that makes me feel good about myself or whatever. We can fight, fuss, or whatever the case may be, but we still, at the end of the day, we love each other. And now it's like not a validation. Like when my husband now tells me different things about how he loves me and stuff like that, I'd be so like flabbergasted. Like, this dude really just don't know what I have been through to not even just feel the way that he's telling me how he feel. But that, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's something that I have to work on within myself in order to believe in myself that, hey, it's okay for me to be happy, you know. And I encourage y'all to be happy, you know, allow yourself to say, hey, listen, it's okay for me to be happy. It's okay that I bumped my head on this. It's okay that I didn't learn from that mistake or whatever the case may be. I got to try it again. So with that being said, starting over, don't look at it as a failure. Look at it as progress. Progress to the point of you having leverage now. You have the experience in order to move forward. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, talking to you about starting over. Starting over is not a bad thing. It's actually something good. You have the leverage now. You have the ability to do things different. Y'all have a good day.